Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 and Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. It's the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 and Cox serviceable areas. Learn more at cox.com/internet.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have him back on, Nick Agar-Johnson. He is the co-host of the No Ceilings NBA Deep Dives podcast, and he's the editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA, and he's also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. On the program, we discuss the 2023 NBA All-Star Weekend and the All-Star rosters. Nick is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Hi, welcome to your neighborhood pharmacy.
Hi, I've got a prescription for diabetes test strips. How much is the copay?
Well, it depends on your type of commercial insurance and factoring in your yearly spend, subtracting the deductibles, also depending on your monthly allowance.
Why can't there be a better option?
Or you could try Contour Next Test Strips. A 35 count's only $19.99 over-the-counter and proven to be highly accurate. Go to contournext.com/radio to see if over-the-counter strips are a more affordable option for you.
I think I'll try Contour Next.
Businesses need to think beyond today. That's why ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help your business find more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 and Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details. Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox Internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for. Based on Cox analysis of Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data Q3 2022 and Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details.
When you stay at a Vrbo, the host doesn't stay with you. Because a vacation home with a stranger sounds a little bit like a horror movie. Only Whole Vacation Homes. Always private. Book on the Vrbo app.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. And LeBron stands alone. The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James. And a brace from his mother, Gloria. His daughter's here coming in. Oh, boys, Bryce and Bronny, Savannah is white. What a moment.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at center court, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is joined by the legend who has held the all-time scoring record since 1984, the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
A record that has stood for nearly 40 years, which Kareem, many people thought would never be broken. LeBron, you are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
The new all-time scoring leader, number 6, LeBron James. Ladies and gentlemen, the all-time leading scorer, you have witnessed it, LeBron James.
I just want to say, thank you to the Laker faithful. You guys are one of a kind. To be able to be in the presence of such a legend and great as Kareem, it means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please. To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my two boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, all my... Man, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever in a million years dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So... Oh, man, thank you, guys.
Wow. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, and Turner Sports, TNT. That was LeBron James making history by breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's all-time scoring record to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. That was just some of the many highlights in the first half of this NBA season. And to talk more about LeBron, also to discuss Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and, of course, the NBA All-Star Weekend and the All-Star Game rosters, we have to welcome him back to the program. He's the editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA, also a host of the No Ceilings NBA Deep Dives podcast, and a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. Let's welcome him back to the program, Nick Agard-Johnson. Hey, Nick, what's going on, my man?
Man, Ed, thank you so much for having me back on the program. It is going to be difficult for me to live up to that LeBron James speech that you played at the beginning of the interview here, but I'm going to do my best. We've got a great All-Star weekend and some fascinating times in the NBA.
Absolutely, and you're right about that. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we talk more about LeBron and other things that have happened so far in this first half of the NBA season, you mentioned the NBA All-Star weekend. It's here, and it's taking place in Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, one of those awesome and one of those interesting NBA cities. And I want to start off with the Rising Stars Challenge. We have Team Powell, which is represented by Team Powell Gasol, going up against Team Darren, which is Team Darren Williams. And the starting lineup first for Team Powell is going to be the guards. We have Jose Alvarado from the New Orleans Pelicans, one of the premier defensive players in the league, followed by Jaden Ivey from the Detroit Pistons and Benedict Mathurin from the Indiana Pacers. The forwards will be the hotshot rookie Paolo Banchero from the Orlando Magic, also Scotty Barnes from the Toronto Raptors. We also have Keegan Murray from the Sacramento Kings. Keegan has been very strong so far this year. And then we have Andrew Nembhard from the Indiana Pacers. Thoughts you have for Team Powell?
As someone who is currently calling into this interview from Sacramento, California, I do have to mention Keegan Murray, of course. He recently set the Sacramento Kings rookie record for three-pointers made, and he's still got, you know, more than 20 games of the season left. He has been incredible for a Sacramento Kings team that has really been on the rise this season, and he's played such a huge part in how their offense has been able to get out to such a hot start to the year and has sort of maintained that throughout the season. And ultimately, you know, even the most optimistic Kings fan wouldn't have expected them to be a home court advantage team heading into the All-Star break. And yet here we are. And Keegan Murray has been a huge part of that, just filling so many holes for the Sacramento Kings roster. And then, of course, you mentioned Jose Alvarado, who has been one of the best stories in the NBA over the past couple of years, just an absolutely dogged defender who nobody can get around at the guard spot. And, you know, he's someone who has blossomed. You know, the rest of the players on this team are, you know, other than Andrew Nembhard, all first-round picks. And Alvarado being undrafted to being a rising star is a really great story for him. And, of course, a ton of fun for the New Orleans Pelicans faithful to have him in the game.
Absolutely. Jose is definitely a fan favorite in New Orleans in such a short amount of time. And certainly Jose, along with, as you mentioned, Keegan Murray of the Sacramento Kings, have going to have a tough challenge, or as an honor to be a part of Team Powell. And also, as I mentioned earlier, we have Team Deron, which is the honorary coach, is going to be by the great Deron Williams. On his squad, we have the guards, Ayo Dosunmu, who is a replacement player representing the Chicago Bulls. Jalen Green was selected as well. However, he will not be able to play as a result of the injury. Jalen Green is the hot shot, one of the high flyers in the NBA representing the Houston Rockets. And then the other guards, we have A.J. Griffin from the Atlanta Hawks. Bones Highland, who was a great player for the Denver Nuggets, was one of the big players that was involved in the trade deadline, now playing for the Los Angeles Clippers. We also have Walker Kessler from the Utah Jazz. We have Alperen Sengun from the Houston Rockets. We've got a hotshot sophomore in Franz Wagner from the Orlando Magic. And we mentioned another New Orleans player with Jose Alvarado. We have to mention another one. What a rookie season that Trey Murphy had, and he's entering his second year with the New Orleans Pelicans, and he's become a fan favorite down in the Crescent City. Any words that you may have for Team Deron?
So, first of all, let's start with Trey Murphy, because he's someone who has really come along as someone who, you know, might have been seen as more of a project heading into the NBA, but instead he's really just hit the ground running. He's been an exceptional 3-and-D option for the New Orleans Pelicans, and he's certainly someone who, you know, I think has proven that he might be more of a player than people thought he would be early on, and he's really done some excellent work for the New Orleans Pelicans, so he's always going to be tons of fun to watch. And, you know, I expect him to pour in a ton of three-pointers for Team Deron in the Rising Stars game. And then, you know, Walker Kessler is sort of the hometown guy here, you know, playing in Salt Lake City for the Utah Jazz. And he has been absolutely spectacular in limited minutes for the Utah Jazz. One of the most any center we've seen in that kind of minute load, you know, much less that coming from a rookie. He's a ridiculously talented shot blocker. He is an absolute menace on the boards. And he's someone who I think will be looking to show out, given that this is, you know, in Salt Lake City. But, you know, even if not, he's had an incredible season so far for the Utah Jazz, and the Utah faithful have got to be happy that he's playing in Salt Lake City in the Rising Stars game.
All right, and that takes care of Team Deron. Let's move over now to Team Joakim, which is Joakim Noah. If anybody remembers him, definitely one of the colorful and one of the most outspoken players in the history of the NBA. Team Joakim, of course, at the center position, he will not be playing due to an injury. That's Jalen Duren representing the Detroit Pistons. At the forward position, we have Tari Eason from the Houston Rockets. We have Jabari Smith Jr. from the Houston Rockets. And what a second-year campaign. What a second year for forward Evan Mobley of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, he's surrounded by a load of talent with the likes of himself, of course, Darius Garland, Jared Allen, and, of course, Donovan Mitchell. And then we have someone that has become a fan favorite in San Antonio, Jeremy Sochan. We talked about him last time, Nick, a fellow Brit that you like very much. And, of course, the guards, we have Jalen Williams from the Oklahoma City Thunder. We have Quentin Grimes from the New York Knicks. And, of course, we have the Thunder from Down Under. What a second year so far for Josh Giddey from the Oklahoma City Thunder. And as I mentioned earlier, Jabari Smith Jr. from the Houston Rockets. Any thoughts on the members of Team Joakim?
So I do want to start with Evan Mobley, as you did, because he is someone who's just having a spectacular season for one of the most fun teams in the league, in the Cleveland Cavaliers. I mean, Mobley is someone who is just an absolutely essential defensive piece for that team, and him and Jared Allen are just absolute destroyers on the defensive end for that Cleveland Cavaliers team. And, you know, with Mobley, his offensive game is coming around. You know, he's got a very solid sort of complementary offensive game, and he's really sort of growing into an increased role on offense this season for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, I mean, really the special thing with Evan Mobley is he's just an absolutely special defender, and the Cleveland Cavaliers faithful have got to be glad that he's around for the long haul there. And then you did mention Jeremy Sochan, of course, you know, fellow Brit playing in the NBA, and, you know, he has had a really interesting season for the San Antonio Spurs. You know, the big sort of headline thing for him has been that he started shooting free throws one-handed, and all of a sudden his free throw percentage went from below 50% to, you know, hovering around the 70s. So that was a really interesting wrinkle that, you know, sort of got him a lot of public attention. But, I mean, beyond that, he's just such a great all-around player. He fills a ton of gaps for the San Antonio Spurs, and it's rare for Greg Popovich to trust a rookie, especially defensively, to the degree that he so far, and that has paid big dividends for him in the San Antonio Spurs. So definitely continuing to be a big fan of Jeremy Sochan. And then finally, Jalen Williams, as you mentioned, for Oklahoma City. He has been a revelation for the Thunder since they took him with the 12th overall pick. Again, someone who just is an exceptional finisher around the basket, does really well with the ball in his hands, can make plays for himself, can make plays for others. And, you know, he started off the season, you know, he's had a rough go of it from three-point range. But, I mean, other than that, he's just been absolutely anything and everything that the Thunder could have expected from him after taking him with the 12th pick in the draft. And he's someone to watch out for in the long term as well, certainly.
You know, the future is definitely bright in Oklahoma City with a lot of young talent, and, you know, sky's the limit with them, of course, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander leading the way. And that takes care of Team Joakim. And let's move over now to the final team in the Rising Stars Challenges, Team Jason, led by one of the best shooters in the history of the league. That's Jason Terry. And we have several players representing the G League Ignite. We have City Sissoko. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. We also have Scoot Henderson, followed by Mojave King and Leonard Miller. And then we have the son of a NBA Hall of Famer, Scottie Pippen Jr., representing the South Bay Lakers. We also have Kenneth Lofton Jr. from the Memphis Hustle and the 76ers. So any thoughts on Team Jason?
So Team Jason is really going to be the team that I think I'm going to be the most fascinated to watch because, you know, in addition to Scottie Pippen Jr. and Kenneth Lofton Jr., you know, two stars of the G League, really, who hopefully will get more NBA minutes going forward, if not this year, then certainly next year. And then Mac McClung, who has been in the G League for most of the season but was recently called up by the Philadelphia 76ers. He'll also be in the dunk contest. But really the four guys that I am most looking forward to seeing in the Rising Stars game are the four G League Ignite guys. And, you know, these are all players who might have, you know, from might to certainly will get drafted this coming season, starting with Mojave King, who he's probably the player of the G League Ignite players who's the least likely to be drafted or to go in the first round. But he's an intriguing shooter and an intriguing piece, and hopefully he will get some kind of a deal, whether it be a summer league deal, Exhibit 10 deal, or maybe even get drafted at the latter portion of the second round. Leonard Miller is someone who has really grown leaps and bounds this season playing for the G League Ignite. He's looked so much better on the defensive end than he did previously, and he's someone who, you know, really could end up working his way into the first round of the 2023 NBA draft. And then Didi Sissoko is someone who I have loved as a 2023 draft prospect all season long. He's one of the best passers in this class, especially off a live dribble, and he's, you know, playing pretty well for an 18-year-old in a professional league with the G League. And, you know, his combination of passing and size on the wing is really intriguing. And I certainly would be looking at him as a potential first-round selection for the upcoming 2023 NBA draft. And then, of course, saving the best for last, Scoot Henderson, just absolutely special, special player. He's almost certainly going to be the number two overall pick in the 2023 NBA draft. And it is much deserved. He is an absolutely electric athlete at the point guard position. He plays incredible defense as well. His shot is slowly starting to come around. He was exceptional as a mid-range shooter last year, and he started to not shooting all that well last year. But, I mean, he's someone who was, you know, incredible in the G League last year as a 17-year-old, and he's just taken another leap forward this season. So Scoot Henderson is definitely someone, if you have not seen Scoot Henderson play basketball yet, you definitely should be looking out for him in the Rising Stars game, because he's almost certainly going to be the number two overall pick in the upcoming draft, and he's one of the most fun point guard prospects we've gotten in the last decade.
All right, that takes care of the Rising Stars Challenge. Let's move along now to the NBA All-Star Weekend Skills Challenge, and definitely this is one of my favorite contests during the All-Star Weekend since they've introduced it almost two decades ago. I remember very vividly when Dwayne Wade and Tony Parker really were among the stalwarts in the Skills Challenge. You can also put Steve Nash in that category as well. Jason Kidd, just to name a few, and of course Damian Lillard did his thing in the Skills Challenge as well. And last year's champions of the Weekend Skills Challenge representing the Cleveland Cavaliers was Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen. This year, those gentlemen will not be in the Skills Challenge. However, we have Team Rooks, the team of Paolo Banchero representing the Orlando Magic, Jaden Ivey representing the Detroit Pistons, and Jabari Smith Jr. representing the Houston Rockets. Then we have, of course, Salt Lake City, Team Jazz, Jordan Clarkson, Walker Kessler, and Colin Sexton. And then we have Team Antetokounmpo. They were in it last year. They entered the Skills Challenge again this year. We have the Antetokounmpo brothers, Alex, Thanasis, and of course, Mr. Giannis himself. Thoughts on the Skills Challenge this year?
So I think that this will be kind of similar to last year in that the group that I'm really expecting to win this is the home team group, the Team Jazz group. I think they have, you know, in Jordan Clarkson and Colin Sexton, they have two players who can really shoot. So I'm not worried about them in that portion of the challenge. It'll be interesting to see how Walker Kessler does. But, I mean, obviously that team is going to be very motivated to, you know, win the Skills Challenge for the hometown crowd, just as the Cleveland Cavaliers squad did last year. And then I think Team Rooks will be interesting. I mean, I think those three players in Paolo Banchero, Jaden Ivey, and Jabari Smith Jr. have, you know, really good general all-around skills in the way that would be helpful in this Skills Challenge. And then, you know, Team Antetokounmpo, I mean, I'm one of three brothers, so of course I'm always going to root for the team with three brothers, but I think probably going to take this one is Team Jazz, just because, you know, they've got the hometown atmosphere, and clearly that worked for last season's Cleveland team, and I think, you know, Team Jazz has enough shooting and, you know, potential passing skills in there to take the Skills Challenge.
All right, so it should be an interesting one. As you mentioned, Nick, with the hometown crowd in Salt Lake City, definitely going to be rooting on Team Jazz with Walker Kessler, and Colin Sexton. Should be an interesting Skills Challenge. Now, the next one that we have is by far has been my favorite for quite some time in the All-Star Weekend festivities, the All-Star Saturday festivities, I should say, and that is the three-point contest. When you think of past three-point contest winners, you think, of course, Larry Bird, Craig Hodges, Tim Legler, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Devin Booker, Peja Stojakovic, just to name a few. And last year's champion, Karl-Anthony Towns, he won't be in this year's competition. But I tell you what, Nick, we've got some heavy hitters in this year's three-point contest. We have representing the Indiana Pacers, we've got Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield. Also, we've got representing the Portland Trailblazers, Damian Lillard. Julius Randle from the New York Knicks will be in it. He's going to be replacing Anfernee Simons. Of course, Anfernee will not be playing due to injury. We've got one of the best shooters in the league, Tyler Hero from the Miami Heat, followed by Kevin Huerter from the Sacramento Kings. We've got Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And, of course, the hometown team is repping in this one, representing the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen. Any thoughts on the three-point contest?
So this will be a really interesting field of competitors. You know, the biggest two names are Damian Lillard and Jason Tatum. But, I mean, as you mentioned, Lauri Markkanen is the hometown guy. You know, that's always going to be a push in terms of, you know, real motivation to take this thing. And then, you know, as you mentioned, Tyrese Halliburton, one of the best shooters in the league, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he does in the three-point contest in particular. You know, he's not someone who has a particularly quick release in the way that, you know, makes me think that he'll be as good in the three-point contest as some other players throughout history, but he's just such a spectacular shooter, and I have been a huge Tyrese Haliburton fan since the day he put on a Sacramento Kings uniform, so I will always cheer for him, even though this might not be the best contest for him exactly. But, I mean, really, I think the hometown bias for me is obviously going to be in favor of Kevin Huerter of the Sacramento Kings. But really, with Buddy Hield, I mean, you've got someone who's already won the three-point contest. He won it in 2020 with the Sacramento Kings. You know, we've seen that he can do it on the stage of NBA All-Star Weekend. So I think that I would probably say that Buddy Hield is my favorite because he's already won it before. We've already seen him do it, but I would definitely be on the lookout for Lauri Markkanen as a hometown guy. I'm, of course, going to be on the lookout for Kevin Huerter personally as a Sacramento Kings fan. And then it would be really interesting to see if Damian Lillard or Jason Tatum just turn up the heat and decide, you know what, we're going to take this thing.
Those are some interesting names that you mentioned. Of course, I'm really looking forward to seeing, of course, Damian and Jason. I'm really looking forward to see what Tyler Hero is going to do in this one, because I know Tyler has built up his resume as a very talented, one of the best shooters in the league. So definitely interesting. You can't go wrong with any of these respective gentlemen in this three-point contest. Now we have our last one, which is the slam dunk contest. And Nick, we've had conversations for quite some time about the lack of creativity and, you know, the slam dunk contest not being what it once was. So we have the slam dunk contest this year. Last year's champion, Obi Toppin from the New York Knicks. Obi will not be entering this year's contest. He will not defend his title. So we have some new entries in this year's slam dunk contest. We have Mac McClung representing the Philadelphia 76ers, followed by Jericho Sims of the New York Knicks. We have Kenyon Martin Jr. from the Houston Rockets, and we mentioned his name earlier, presenting the New Orleans Pelicans, Trey Murphy. Any thoughts on the slam dunk contest?
So I was more excited for this dunk contest before Shaedon Sharpe dropped out of the running. He is one of the most ridiculous athletes that entered the NBA in a very long time, and he would have been a ton of fun to see in the dunk contest. But I still actually really like this field of dunk contest participants overall. I mean, Mac McClung is someone who, you know, I saw him in Summer League. He is a showman. That's, you know, that's what he's out there to do. He's a very flashy player who is always looking to get the crowd involved and get the crowd on his side. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what kind of dunks he tries, but he's definitely going to be trying to get the crowd involved. That's, you know, that's a whole lot of what he does out there. And then up next, Jericho Sims. He has some of the craziest bounce that I've ever seen out of a 6'10", you know, center. And he's someone who, you know, I'm not sure what his creativity is going to be for this contest, but in terms of just raw leaping ability, he's one of the most insane vertical athletes that has been in the NBA almost ever, honestly. And then, you know, with Trey Murphy III, he's someone who, you know, he's kind of more known as a three-point shooter. I, you know, think that the odds would have been more in favor of him being in the three-point contest, but he is a very, very, very good athlete. I mean, you know, his three-point shooting is sort of a calling card for him, but I would not be surprised at all if he has a few tricks in his bag and ends up pulling out the win in this one. But I think that my personal favorite for this is Kenyon Martin Jr. I mean, he has some absolutely wild dunks for the Houston Rockets, and, you know, it'll be really interesting to see what kind of creativity he pulls out. But, I mean, he's, you know, he's a very good size for, you know, good dunk contest participants. I mean, you know, sometimes people aren't fans of big man dunks or short point guard dunks. You know, Kenyon Martin's sort of right in that middle range in terms of wing size, and he is just a crazy, crazy athlete. So I think Kenyon Martin Jr. would probably be my favorite, but even with Shaedon Sharpe dropping out of the competition, I think this is a really interesting field, and we might actually have a very fun dunk contest this year.
Yeah, it should be a fun dunk contest. This year, and you mentioned Kenyon Martin Jr. is an elite athlete, and I was surprised to see Trey Murphy's name in there. Like you said, we know Trey Murphy for being a solid shooter, but not, I mean, he's put off some dunks, and he's a fantastic athlete. I would have never expected him to be in the dunk contest, but he's going to have a busy night ahead of him, not only being in the slam dunk contest, but also being in the Rising Stars Challenge. So that takes care of the All-Star Saturday festivities. Let's move over now to the All-Star game. So again, Nick, it's another year that we're going to have Team LeBron versus Team Giannis, but this year is going to be different. They're going to draft on All-Star night. So it's going on the night of the All-Star game. So this is going to be an interesting one. But in the meantime, let's start off with the Eastern Conference. We've got Kyrie Irving. Kyrie, when he was selected to the All-Star team, he was an original member of the Brooklyn Nets that plays in the East, but now he plays over in the Western Conference with the Dallas Mavericks. Give me your thoughts on Mr. Irving being selected to another All-Star team.
Kyrie is difficult to talk about generally, but I think, you know, the deal with Kyrie Irving is when he is on the court and when he is playing, he is an absolutely spectacular basketball player. I mean, he has arguably the greatest handles of all time, and he's one of the greatest tough shot makers that the NBA has ever seen. So, you know, in terms of talent, it's hard to argue with the selection. It's weird that there are two players on the Eastern Conference team who are now playing in the Western Conference, you know, Kyrie and, of course, his teammate Kevin Durant now playing with the Phoenix Suns. So it's kind of strange that, you know, there are going to be two guys on the Eastern Conference team who are no longer in the Eastern Conference. But, I mean, you mentioned the drafting on the floor of All-Star Night, and that I'm really looking forward to is, you know, seeing how the draft plays out. I mean, it's, you know, happened on TV in advance of the game for the past few years, and this is, I think, the way they always should have done it, you know, just have the draft be at the All-Star game out on the floor, and it'll be fascinating to see how that goes when it's live as opposed to, you know, a TV broadcasting in advance.
All right, fair enough, and that takes care of Kyrie. And let's move over now to the other guard position representing the Cleveland Cavaliers, Donovan Mitchell. Man, you talk about someone that's just entering his prime, and he's made a world of difference for the Cleveland Cavaliers in this first half of the year. Donovan scoring over 70 points in one game in the first half of the season. It's just been phenomenal. Give me your thoughts on Donovan being selected to another All-Star team.
This is much deserved for Donovan Mitchell. I don't think it's particularly surprising for anyone. I mean, the Cleveland Cavaliers were the one seed in the Eastern Conference for a significant portion of last season. So, you know, it's not like they've, you know, made a dramatic jump up just in terms of that, but they really, you know, fell apart, honestly, during the stretch run of last season, both to injuries and, you know, due to the team being young and struggling. And Donovan Mitchell has really come in and stabilized this Cleveland franchise. I mean, you mentioned he had that absolutely ridiculous 70-point performance earlier in the season, and he's continued to light it up both from inside the arc and from three-point range. He's especially been a fantastic finisher around the basket this year, which he's always been good at getting to the rim, but, you know, his efficiency around the basket hasn't always been that great. This year it's been spectacular. He's, you know, really helping out as a passer as well, keeping the ball moving. It's been a really fun season for Donovan Mitchell and much deserved selection to the All-Star roster.
All right, let's move along now to the forwards. Another All-Star game. I mean, a man that's in his prime, Giannis Antetokounmpo, representing the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis recently suffered a wrist injury. We don't know if he's going to play, but nevertheless, it's another All-Star selection. Thoughts on Giannis making another All-Star team?
I don't think anyone is particularly surprised that the man averaging 33 points and 12 rebounds and 5.5 assists per game is making the All-Star game again. I mean, he's in the running for MVP again this season. He's the captain of the Eastern Conference All-Stars. He's, you know, playing in the skill challenge, as we talked about earlier. I mean, Giannis is one of the best players we have in the league. It's no surprise that he made the roster. It's no surprise that he's the captain of the Eastern Conference team. Just an absolutely incredible year from him once again, you know, especially given that kind of struggled to start the season a little bit, especially on the offensive end, and that has just completely disappeared, and he's in the middle of another absolutely insane Giannis season.
All right, that takes care of Giannis. Now let's move along now to, we talked about Kyrie Irving, and with him being traded from Brooklyn to Dallas, well, the biggest fish in the pond during this trade deadline was the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix, well, Kevin Durant, originally a member of the Brooklyn Nets, traded to the Phoenix Suns, and now Kevin, no matter the coast, East Coast, West Coast, whatever the case may be, he's selected to another All-Star team. Of course, Kevin will not play due to injury, but KD makes another All-Star team. Give me your thoughts on Easy Money Sniper making another All-Star team.
I mean, there was no way that Kevin Durant wasn't going to make this All-Star team. I mean, 30 points on insane efficiency, continuing to, you know, really play solid defense. And he's someone who, I mean, he's got one of the smoothest offensive games that we've ever seen, just a natural-born scorer. And, you know, he's someone who is going to make a huge difference for this Phoenix Suns team who, you know, they were kind of floundering for a bit earlier in the season. But now with Kevin Durant in the fold, that is not going to be the case. And, I mean, the Suns are going to be one of the key teams to watch down the stretch of the NBA season, because with Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and a favorite of both of ours, Chris Paul, leading that Phoenix Suns squad, they're going to be dangerous to watch. It's too bad that Kevin is injured and won't be able to play in the All-Star game, but clearly well-deserved All-Star selection for him.
Absolutely. So KD makes another All-Star team. A gentleman that is just entering his prime, and you can say he is a member of the school of Mamba related to Kobe Bryant, Jason Tatum, representing the Boston Celtics, making another All-Star team in Boston, looking very sharp during the first half of the year. Give me your thoughts on Jason making another All-Star team.
Yeah, it is interesting because, I mean, Jason Tatum, you know, kind of has made a bit of a leap this season, even after last season where he was truly spectacular. He's, you know, jumped his scoring up once again. The Celtics have been in the lead of the Eastern Conference for most of the season at this point. They're still the number one seed in the East. They have the best record in the NBA, and Jason Tatum is averaging 30.5 points, 8.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists per game, and, you know, he's doing it with, you know, shooting inside the arc. He's putting up almost 10 three-pointers a game this season, hitting 36% of them. He's just an incredible all-around scorer and a spectacular defender, and his exceptional play on both ends of the floor is a huge part of why the Celtics are currently the team with the best record in the NBA.
All right, and definitely Jason Tatum is somebody that's made strides, continuing to make strides for his team, the Boston Celtics. All right, it's time for the reserves now. Now, we talked about the Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum. Well, his partner in crime makes another All-Star team, representing the C's, Jaylen Brown. Give me your thoughts on Jaylen making another All-Star team.
Yeah, again, you know, very, very easy pick to make. I mean, with Jaylen Brown averaging 26.5 points per game on the efficiency he has, you know, being the second part of that, you know, ridiculous wing tandem of him and Jason Tatum. I mean, it, you know, is makes a ton of sense that this Boston Celtics squad has two All-Stars, and those are clearly the two guys for that team. I mean, Marcus Smart is really the heart of a lot of what they do on both ends of the floor, but he's not, you know, producing at the ridiculous All-Star caliber level that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have this season. So again, I mean, it makes total sense that this Celtics team has two All-Stars, given that they're currently leading the pack in the NBA in terms of wins. So I'm not surprised at all to see Jaylen Brown here, and much-deserved All-Star selection for him, his second time in the All-Star game.
All right, solid. And let's move along now to someone that has just been proven year in and year out. He's one of the premier slashers or scorers in the NBA, DeMar DeRozan, representing the Chicago Bulls. He makes another All-Star team. Give me your thoughts on DeMar going back to another one.
So this has not been the most fun season for the Chicago Bulls overall, but, you know, DeMar DeRozan specifically has been, you know, really one of the few highlights in a pretty moribund Chicago Bulls season. But, I mean, DeMar DeRozan, just the master of the mid-range, you know, absolute technician in the mid-post, and someone who, you know, as you mentioned, exceptional slasher, gets to the rim, finishes around the basket, you know. He is leading a team that's not doing particularly hot right now, but that is not due to him. He's been playing great all season, and, you know, he's someone, again, who is just a force on the offensive end, and not surprised at all to see him back in the All-Star game. You know, this is his sixth All-Star game appearance, and, you know, he has made a few after a lot of people kind of thought he was on the downswing of his career, and instead he's really been spectacular for the Bulls since they picked him up, and another much-deserved All-Star selection for DeMar DeRozan.
All right, awesome. Let's move along now to someone that is going to be tasting an All-Star selection for the first time in his career. We talked about him earlier, Tyrese Haliburton, representing the Indiana Pacers. This is going to be his first time making the All-Star team. Give me your thoughts on Tyrese and his first All-Star selection.
I am so happy that Tyrese Haliburton has made his first All-Star game, and so sad that it is not for the Sacramento Kings. But, you know, that was a trade that ended up working out pretty well for both teams, so ultimately not too upset about that. But, I mean, Tyrese Haliburton is someone who I've absolutely loved to watch since the day he came into the NBA. I mean, you know, he's basically averaging 20-10 so far this season for the Pacers. You know, they've fallen off a little bit recently, but earlier in the season they were really one of the surprise teams in the NBA, you know, doing pretty well, staying in the Eastern Conference playoff picture for a large portion of the early part of the season, and Tyrese Haliburton was the main engine for driving Indiana to that kind of range in the Eastern Conference. So really, really happy for him. Always tons of fun to watch him, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in the All-Star game for Indiana. You know, I would rather see him for Sacramento, but I'm still looking forward to seeing him out there on the court for the All-Star game.
All right, solid. And let's move along now to someone that's making another All-Star team, one of the top defensive stars in the league, Drew Holiday, representing the Milwaukee Bucks. Give me your thoughts on Drew making another All-Star team.
I'm really happy that Drew Holiday made another All-Star team. You know, maybe there are some players in the Eastern Conference who might have a clearer statistical case, but, I mean, Drew Holiday is someone who hasn't been in the All-Star game for a very long time. I think it was, you know, more than a decade at this point since his selection with the Philadelphia 76ers way back when. And, I mean, you know, he is a huge part of the Bucks engine on both ends of the floor. He's one of the best, if not the best, guard and wing defender in the NBA, which is, you know, not typically what you think of when you're talking about All-Star selections, but he's also nearly up to 20 points per game as well, you know, 7 assists per game, really helping keep the Milwaukee offense humming. So, you know, maybe there might be some players who had slightly better counting statistics, but I am never going to complain about Drew Holiday being in the All-Star game, and it's really nice to see him get back after, you know, spending so long as a very, very good player who didn't make an All-Star team again after that first appearance with the Sixers.
All right, and then let's move along now to Julius Randle from the New York Knicks. Julius makes another All-Star team again. Julius, being a part of the revival that New York is seeing in the Big Apple within the last several years, Julius, we know him for being a solid rebounder, but also being a great long-distance shooter for his size. Give me your thoughts on Julius making another All-Star team.
So Julius Randle had a little bit of a disappointing down year last season, but, you know, he's really come back onto form this season. You know, he has not quite, I think, reached the heights that he did in the 2020-2021 season when he was, you know, all-NBA second team, but he's someone who, you know, after a tough season last year, has really performed well so far this season. I mean, you know, he's doing what he does. You know, he's doing what he did during his All-NBA season. He's back on that kind of form, almost 25 points a game. You know, as you mentioned, the rebounding, 11 rebounds per game. He's also a really solid passer for his size. You know, his assist numbers have taken a slight downturn since last year, but more of that is because Jalen Brunson is running the show than anything that Julius Randle has not been doing. I mean, he has had a really fun season this year for the Knicks, and it's great to see him get back into form after what was, you know, really a down year for him last season.
All right. Let's move along now to Bam Adebayo from the Miami Heat. Again, Bam is someone that's known for his defense, his rebounding, and getting points in the paint and being a big contributor for the Miami Heat, getting another All-Star team.
Very well deserved for Bam. I mean, he has been a huge part of the reason why Miami has stuck around in the playoff picture despite some wobbles throughout the early portion of the season, a lot of time missed due to injury. With Bam, I mean, he is a spectacular passer for a center, really helps keep the Miami offense going, but, you know, really he's taken on a more expanded offensive role this season than, you know, he's been taking on in previous years, and certainly with this Miami Heat team, I mean, you know, given the time that they've missed for injury, Bam has, you know, really been one of the constants for them and very well-deserved All-Star selection in my mind.
All right, and let's move along now to someone who is definitely a candidate once again for the league MVP this year, Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers. And, you know, Joel has really been a bright spot for the city of Philadelphia for his play, for his determination, and someone that's definitely in the race once again for the league MVP this year. Give me your thoughts on Joel making another All-Star team.
Absolutely. Joel Embiid is in the competition for winning the MVP this season. I mean, when you're talking about Philadelphia, they were 12-12 at one point this season, and now they are 38-19 and third in the Eastern Conference. And, you know, James Harden has been a huge part of that, but really the driving force for them has been Joel Embiid, as it has been for many years now in Philadelphia. I mean, again, leading the NBA in scoring, 33 points a game, 10 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game. He really does a lot to keep the offense moving from the block. You know, that's, I think, a really underrated part of Joel Embiid's game. You know, knocking down 36% of his threes, taking 3 of them per game, and just destroying people in the post night in and night out on both ends of the floor. I mean, Joel Embiid, you know, got the starting slot in replacement for Kevin Durant after his injury. And, you know, honestly, he's someone who I think really had a case to be in the starting lineup before KD got injured. He is having an amazing, amazing season for Philadelphia, and he is a huge part of why they, you know, turned their season around after it looked to be kind of a disappointing slog of a year, you know, 24 games in.
All right, and then finally, the last reserve for the Eastern Conference, Spicy P, Pascal Siakam, representing the Toronto Raptors. I mean, Pascal has really continued to improve his game year in and year out, a former Sixth Man of the Year award winner. We know about him, NBA champion with the Toronto Raptors, and just continuing to be a part of that success in the North. Just give me your thoughts on Pascal making another All-Star team.
So Pascal is honestly kind of in a similar boat to DeMar DeRozan in that their teams have not done particularly great. They've been struggling maybe more than they had anticipated or hoped they would heading into the season. But Pascal has really been a bright spot for this Toronto Raptors team, especially given that Fred VanVleet is really struggling this season. I mean, you know, he's up to 25 points a game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He does so much to keep that offense moving even when he isn't scoring himself. And, you know, he's someone who is having a really great season for a team that would be in a much worse position than they are right now if he were playing for them.
All right, and that takes care of the Eastern Conference. Let's move along now to the Western Conference. First, we have, of course, a man that is in his prime right now, and just a lot of people say will go down as the greatest shooter of all time. Mr. Steph Curry, representing the Golden State Warriors. Your thoughts on the chef making another All-Star team?
This is, again, not a surprising selection in the slightest. I mean, he unfortunately won't be playing in the game, but, I mean, you know, almost 30 points a game, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, you know, shooting the lights out as he always does, the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the NBA. And it's interesting because the Warriors are kind of not where I think they hoped they'd be, you know, 29-29 heading into the All-Star break. But, you know, sort of similarly to what I was just talking about with Pascal Siakam and with DeMar DeRozan earlier, I mean, that is not the fault of Steph Curry. He's been doing anything and everything he can to keep this Warriors team in contention. And they will really need to hold on to where they are right now to be able to be a contender in the playoff race, because they need to hold form until Steph Curry comes back for them to even be in the playoff picture. So, again, spectacular season for Steph. It's too bad he won't be in the game itself, but he has been doing hero's work for a Warriors team that has struggled a lot more than people thought they would all season.
All right, that takes care of Mr. Steph Curry, and someone that's considered to be one of the future ambassadors of the NBA, Mr. Luka Doncic, representing the Dallas Mavericks, making another All-Star team. Give me your thoughts on Luka going back to the All-Star game.
Yeah, not surprising to see Luka in the All-Star game. You know, he got a decent amount of MVP buzz heading into the season, and with how the Dallas Mavericks have been performing, you know, it kind of seems like he's fallen off the MVP radar. But, I mean, in terms of just his all-around game, he, as you mentioned, is, you know, one of the clear future stars of the NBA, just absolutely ridiculous offensive talent who has been so huge for Dallas in clutch moments all season, as he has been all career. And, you know, he's someone who is going to be one of the faces of the game sooner rather than later, and very much deserves starting slot in the All-Star game this year.
All right, that takes care of Luka. And we mentioned Joel Embiid earlier. Now let's talk about someone who is clearly the front runner to win the league MVP. He's already a 2-time winner. He has a chance to possibly win it for the 3rd straight year in a row. Nikola Jokic, representing the Denver Nuggets. Give me your thoughts on Nikola making another All-Star team.
He's averaging a triple-double, and the Denver Nuggets are the number one seed in the Western Conference. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how the MVP votes shake out at the end of the season, but I certainly would not be surprised if Nikola Jokic ends up winning the MVP, and I don't think it would be undeserved at all, just given what he's done with this Denver Nuggets team. I mean, they just operate around him on the offensive end, and they are the number one seed in the Western Conference because of him. I mean, you know, it's pretty telling that with Giannis, you know, he's got a teammate in the All-Star game, right? With Luka, he's got a teammate in the All-Star game. With Nikola Jokic, it's him, and he's been the entirety of the Denver Nuggets' success this season. Not the entirety. Aaron Gordon has had a really solid year for them, but Nikola Jokic has been so much of what is driving this Denver Nuggets team, and well-deserved starting spot in the All-Star game. And as you mentioned, I think it's really going to be his MVP to lose down the stretch run of the season, even with all the other spectacular performances we've seen from players in the NBA this year.
All right, that takes care of the Joker, Nikola Jokic. All right, let's move on to the forwards now. This gentleman has been selected to another All-Star game, but he will not play due to injury. But Zion Williamson, representing the New Orleans Pelicans, kind of like towards the end, kind of like at the beginning of last season before injuries started to creep up again, and especially the beginning of this year before more injuries started to creep up, we finally started to see Zion really start to play up to his potential. I mean, when he's not hurt, we see the rising star. We see the potential, and the potential was definitely there for him to be selected to another All-Star game. Again, he won't play due to injury, but nevertheless, he's still selected. Give me your thoughts on Zion making another All-Star game.
It is so disappointing that he's going to be hurt and is going to miss this All-Star game because, as you mentioned, he was really starting to, you know, have a breakout season for the New Orleans Pelicans. And, you know, not that he hasn't been spectacular since he entered the NBA, but really for him, it's just been a really unfortunate story of injuries over and over again. I mean, he is one of the most electric players in the NBA when he's on the court, very well-deserved All-Star selection, very well-deserved All-Star starter selection. But, you know, unfortunately for him, it's just that injury bug again and again. And hopefully that's something that he can shake because he is so, so much fun to watch when he's actually out there on the court.
All right, and that takes care of Zion going to another All-Star game. And we mentioned him right at the beginning of the interview. I mean, hey, he's going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer, doing it in basketball, doing it in entrepreneurship, and just anything and everything that he touches. Everything, he's got the Midas touch. Everything he turns to gold. Everything he touches, I should say, turns to gold. And he's now the NBA's all-time leading scorer. LeBron James, representing the Los Angeles Lakers. Your thoughts on Bron making another one?
This man appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 16 and was labeled the chosen one and has somehow exceeded that hype, which seems almost impossible when you think about it retrospectively. I mean, on the cover of Sports Illustrated at 16 and yet somehow has exceeded all expectations of him heading into the league. What a truly spectacular, special basketball player. And it was genuinely, you know, really special for me to watch him break the all-time scoring record. I mean, when I started following basketball, I did not think that anyone would be breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's scoring record in my lifetime. And instead, here we are with LeBron setting the record in his 20th season and, you know, making his 19th All-Star game. You know, it's not just that he's broken the scoring record, it's that he's broken the scoring record and is still on top of his game. I mean, averaging 30 points, 7 rebounds, 8.5 assists per game, just continues to defy any and all expectations of aging curve, any and all expectations of even the ridiculous hype that surrounded him entering the NBA. I honestly am just so glad that I got to witness LeBron James' career because he has broken records that I did not expect to see broken in my lifetime.
All right, and that takes care of the starters for the Western Conference. Let's move over now to the reserves. We have a lot of first-time All-Stars for the reserves for the Western Conference. We talked about the Oklahoma City Thunder and that young talent that they have. And one of the gentlemen that's responsible for leading the way for young talent in the NBA, representing the Oklahoma City, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. What a first half of the year that he's had so far. This is his first time going to an All-Star game. Give me your thoughts on Shai's selection.
Man, the Oklahoma City Thunder are almost at 500, and given where they were last season, given how young their roster is, to see them even in the playoff mix at the current 10th seed and just below 500 is absolutely outstanding, and SGA is such a huge part of that. I mean, he is, you know, one of the clear rising young stars in the NBA, you know, 31 points a game for this Thunder squad, and, you know, there's a lot of competition at guard in the Western Conference, as you can hear just, you know, by talking through all of the ridiculous talents that we have on this Western Conference roster, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander still very clearly earned his spot in this All-Star game despite the incredibly intense competition at the guard slot. So he's a ton of fun to watch and much-deserved All-Star selection. I'm sure the OKC faithful are very happy to see him in the All-Star game.
Okay, let's move along now to another first-time All-Star selection, known for his defense and also being a great distance shooter for his size. Jaren Jackson Jr. representing the Memphis Grizzlies. Your thoughts on Jaren's first time going to an All-Star team?
Jaren Jackson Jr. is a very interesting case in terms of the All-Star game. I mean, you know, he has not been on the court that much, unfortunately, due to injury, but when he has played, he has been spectacular. I mean, he is just putting up block shots at a ridiculous rate. He's one of the best defenders we have in the NBA, as you mentioned. He's a great shooter for his size as well. And, you know, he hasn't, you know, spent as much time on the court as most of the other players in this All-Star game, but when he has been out there, he has been spectacular.
All right, that takes care of Jaren Jackson Jr. going to his first All-Star game. Another first-time All-Star representing the Utah Jazz, the whole city, Salt Lake City, Lauri Markkanen. We talked about him. It's going to be a busy weekend for him. He's going to be participating in the shootout. Give me your thoughts on Lauri making his first All-Star game.
So it's great that he's making his first All-Star game for Utah. And, I mean, he's someone who has been, you know, one of the craziest stories of the NBA so far this season. I mean, he's really broken out in a major way for this Utah Jazz squad who, you know, a lot of people kind of expected to be at the bottom, you know, one of the tanking teams contending for the top slots in the 2023 NBA draft. And instead, they're right on OKC's heels for that final play-in spot right now. And, you know, that's after, you know, a recent sort of cold spell for them. I mean, the Jazz were a clear playoff team for much of the early portion of the season. And a huge part of that is Lauri Markkanen being such an offensive force for them. And, you know, it's nice that he gets to be the injury replacement for Zion so that he gets to hear his name called in the starting lineup for the All-Star game in Utah when he's playing for the Jazz. That'll be nice to see. You know, he's had a really, really special offensive season and has been one of the more impressive risers, really, from where he was sort of viewed around the NBA before the season to where he's at right now.
All right, that takes care of Lauri Markkanen. Another first-time All-Star and certainly somebody that's built up a resume in such a short amount of time and one of the rising young stars in the league representing the Minnesota Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards. Give me your thoughts on Anthony making his first All-Star team.
Yeah, he's really taken a third-year leap here for the Minnesota Timberwolves and, you know, has definitely earned his way into the All-Star game. I mean, you know, he was named as an injury replacement, but really he's someone who was right there with, you know, the potential guys being named to the original roster. I mean, 25 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, 4.5 assists per game. He has really shown significant improvements as a defender this season. That was something that he struggled with his rookie year and, you know, wasn't particularly great at last year, but he's really showing that he can develop into a two-way force. And, you know, he is definitely someone to watch out for going forward. I would be stunned if this All-Star game is not the first of many for him.
Yeah, I would be hard-pressed to find that out as well. And definitely, Anthony, this is going to, I agree with you, Nick, this is going to be the first of many All-Star games for him. So that takes care of Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves. You're going to love this one right here, making his first All-Star team representing the Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox. Again, you can put him up there with Anthony Edwards as one of the rising young stars in the NBA. Your thoughts on De'Aaron's first All-Star selection?
You're right. I am very happy that De'Aaron Fox made his first All-Star team. No, I mean, in terms of what he's done out there on the court, I mean, the Sacramento Kings are the shock of the NBA this season. I think that's fair, even though I'm, you know, a biased person calling in from Sacramento. I think it's fair to say that they are the biggest surprise of the young NBA season. Well, not the young NBA season at this point. We're at the All-Star break. But, you know, the idea being that De'Aaron Fox has been pretty much the most clutch player in the NBA so far this season. I mean, his scoring in the fourth quarter has carried the Kings to a number of wins that they might not have gotten otherwise. He's been absolutely incredible in clutch situations. And, you know, even outside of those situations, I mean, 25 points a game, 6 assists per game, you know, he and Domantas Sabonis have been the engines for this Kings team, and they are the main reasons why the Kings are, you know, sitting at the third seed here at the All-Star break. So I am very, very happy that De'Aaron Fox made it on as an injury replacement. So hopefully this is the first of many for De'Aaron as well. But even if it isn't, I'm just so glad that he made it this season. It's been such a fun season for the Sacramento Kings, and I'm glad that he gets rewarded with an All-Star appearance for his play this year.
Absolutely. And let's stay with Sacramento for a moment. Another All-Star selection, Domantas Sabonis, representing the Sacramento Kings. And as you mentioned, he's definitely been a part of the resurgence or the revival of the Kings during this first half of the NBA season. Your thoughts on Domantas making another All-Star team?
So I mentioned this when we were talking about Tyrese Haliburton. I'm very sad that Tyrese is not making his first All-Star appearance for the Sacramento Kings. But the flip side of that is Domantas Sabonis would not be making his third All-Star appearance and his first in a Sacramento Kings uniform without that trade. So, you know, even though I was upset to see Tyrese go at the time, I think that trade has really proven to work out incredibly well for both teams. And, I mean, with Domantas Sabonis, he's leading the NBA in rebounding. He has been the hub of the Kings' offense, really. I mean, 7 assists per game. So much of the Kings' offense runs through, you know, high pick and rolls with him involved, you know, triple handoffs with Domantas as a pivot, you know, him making plays out of the post. The Kings' offense would not be what it is this season without De'Aaron, of course, but it really would not be what it is without Domantas Sabonis. And, you know, we've seen that all season long with how the Kings have struggled to generate offense whenever Sabonis goes to the bench, because there are very few big men, honestly, in NBA history, but certainly, you know, on the Sacramento Kings roster that can do the kinds of things that Domantas Sabonis can do with the ball in his hands. So very well-deserved All-Star selection in my mind, and I'm very happy to see that the Fox and the Ox will be representing Sacramento in the All-Star game this year.
All right, I like that nickname right there. So definitely Sacramento is representing in this year's All-Star game. All right, somebody that's always been consistent, someone you talk about get a win at all costs, and someone that's definitely never a dull moment when he steps out on the court, and that's Dame Dollar, Damian Lillard, representing the Portland Trail Blazers. Another All-Star appearance for him. Thoughts on Dame Dollar making another All-Star team?
I mean, not surprising at all. Even though Portland has struggled this year, you know, Dame Lillard has really helped keep their head above water. And, you know, they're still on the outside looking in, but the play-in picture in the Western Conference is so tight right now that Portland could definitely, you know, make a late surge and earn their way into the playoffs. And if they do, so much of that will be just because of Damian Lillard just going nuclear, deciding we're not missing the playoffs this year. And, I mean, he's already putting up 31.5 points a game, continuing to just be a ridiculous flamethrower from outside, take some of the deepest three-pointers in the NBA and still knock them down at a crazy clip. He is so much fun to watch and, you know, such a clear all-star selection type guy. I mean, he's someone who continues to bolster his resume, you know, not just for, you know, his NBA career, but, you know, as he continues to play at the level that he has. I mean, he's someone who, you know, I think will be a pretty clear Hall of Fame selection if he continues to stay at the level he's been at. And, I mean, this is the 7th All-Star selection for him. He's already been a 6-time All-NBA guy, just such a spectacular player and so much of the reason why Portland has been able to keep their head above water this season.
Absolutely. And again, he's definitely going to be a future first ballot Hall of Famer whenever he decides to hang it up. That's Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. Someone who stays consistent, stays relevant, representing the Los Angeles Clippers, PG-13, Paul George. Paul makes another All-Star team. Give me your thoughts on Paul with another All-Star selection.
Yeah, I mean, Paul George has missed some time this season for the Clippers, but, you know, really, given that Kawhi Leonard has missed as much time as he has, Paul George has been, you know, the main driver of why the Clippers are currently fourth in the Western Conference. I mean, he's having another spectacular all-around season. You know, he's someone who you can really rely on the defensive end, who can do a lot with the ball in his hands. I mean, you know, he's leading this Clippers team in assists per game, which is crazy given that he's, you know, he's a wing, right? But, you know, he's so much of the generation of the Clippers offense, and another well-deserved All-Star selection for him. You know, it'll be nice to see what he can do for the Clippers down the stretch run of the season, especially hopefully with Kawhi playing maybe more time down the stretch than he has in the first half of the season.
All right, and that takes care of Paul George. And finally, someone that represents one of the rising stars in the NBA. You talk about someone that's always electric, someone that is extremely athletic, someone that's athletically gifted. Ja Morant, man, representing the Memphis Grizzlies. And we know that the Western Conference alone is just so tight with so many great teams, as you mentioned earlier, and they're filled with great talent. Ja Morant is one of them. Give me your thoughts on Ja making another All-Star team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's averaging 27 points and 8 assists per game, you know, leading this Memphis Grizzlies squad, currently the second seed in the Western Conference. You know, you mentioned his electric athleticism, which, you know, honestly, just it kind of makes me sad that Ja and Anthony Edwards are not participating in the slam dunk contest, because that would be so much fun if those two guys were involved. But, you know, even if we're just only going to get to see Ja put on a show in the All-Star game itself, he is someone who can absolutely put on a show, and he is, you know, must-see TV anytime he's got the ball in his hands. So he's someone who, you know, will definitely be, you know, someone who sort of fits the All-Star ethos of, you know, run and gun, maybe not all that much slash any defense, but, you know, if there's anyone you expect to put up highlight plays on a crazy basis, Ja Morant is definitely up there in the highlight reel ranking.
All right, and that takes care of Ja Morant, and that also takes care of the 2023 NBA All-Stars, and definitely should be a fun in Salt Lake City. I want to stay with Salt Lake City just for a moment, Nick. You know, we've seen throughout the years the NBA All-Star game appear in many cities, many great cities. Just for example, New Orleans, Houston, also New York City has hosted the All-Star game, Brooklyn, Charlotte, Atlanta, Chicago, Los Angeles. Those are just some of the cities that have hosted the NBA All-Star game. In your opinion, what took Salt Lake City so long for it to return to having an NBA All-Star game?
I mean, I think the easy answer is just, you know, weather-wise. It's the middle of February. It's a lot easier to have an All-Star game in a New Orleans or a Miami than it is in a Salt Lake City. I think that's a huge part of it. But, you know, outside of that, I mean, the Jazz have really been a mainstay throughout NBA history. I mean, you know, throughout Jerry Sloan's tenure, they were one of the locks to basically make the playoffs every year. And, you know, they had those great finals competitions against the Bulls in the late 90s. And, you know, even since then, you know, in recent years, you know, they were, you know, one of the best teams in the NBA as recently as like 2 or 3 years ago with, you know, Rudy Gobert anchoring the defense and Donovan Mitchell anchoring the offense. So, you know, it's interesting that the year after both those guys are traded away is the year that Utah ends up being the All-Star game host, but it is great that Lauri Markkanen has had the breakout he has. It's great that Walker Kessler has been spectacular as a rookie, so, you know, he can be in the Rising Stars game as well as, you know, the Utah team in the Skills Challenge. It's interesting. I think it's more just that, you know, it's easier for the NBA to host the All-Star game in a warm weather city than a cold weather city, but, I mean, in terms of how central they've been to NBA history, the Jazz have really been a mainstay in the playoff landscape for the last, you know, 3 decades. So it is somewhat strange that they haven't had an All-Star game. But, you know, I do get it just purely in terms of the weather concerns.
All right. And definitely it's going to be for the first time since 1993 that Salt Lake City will host an NBA All-Star game. And it certainly should be an interesting affair. And speaking of an interesting affair, the trade deadline has come and it has gone. Let's start off with Kyrie Irving. We talked about him earlier. Very quirky. We know about him, things of that nature. no longer in Brooklyn, requested to be traded. He goes from the East Coast, heads down south to the Dallas Mavericks, and he's now a teammate of Luka Doncic. This is a very interesting duo that's going to be taking place in Dallas with Luka and Kyrie. Your thoughts on the trade, short-term and long-term?
Short-term, I think it makes a lot of sense that Dallas made this move. I mean, you know, they have struggled to, you know, make it far in the playoffs despite how incredible Luka has been in the playoffs. You know, they did, you know, make a Western Conference semis run recently, but, you know, ultimately I think with Dallas they, you know, are a team that's been pretty average. I mean, they're 31-29 heading into the All-Star break, the sixth seed in the Western Conference, and I think in the short term this was just a move to, you know, tell Luka we're going to do what we can to get you all the help that we can, and hopefully we can make a serious playoff push this season. The long term is where I think it gets interesting. I mean, trading away Spencer Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith, they traded away, you know, two really key parts of their depth around Luka, and, you know, particularly with Dorian Finney-Smith, I mean, he was by far the best defender on this team. And so without him in the fold, it gets a lot more difficult to see how this Dallas team, which has, you know, struggled on the defensive end anyway, you know, how this team is going to manage on that end in the long term without those pieces around Luka defensively. So I think this was a move that, you know, they very much did in the short term for just this season to see how much of a push we can make this season and then, you know, sort of go from there. But it'll be interesting to see how the deal looks in the long term, because I think they traded away some key depth that maybe won't hurt them as much this season, but will be an issue for them in the longer term.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting going forward down in Dallas with Luka and Kyrie and what Mark Cuban and management decides to do. Definitely something we're going to keep our eyes and ears open to with Kyrie and what happens down in Dallas. And to talk about somebody else in the trade deadline, the biggest fish in the pond, Kevin Durant, also exiting Brooklyn and heading out west to the Phoenix Suns. Man, Chris Paul, Devin Booker, and now you can add Kevin Durant to that mix as well. Give me your thoughts on KD joining Phoenix, short-term and long-term.
I think that short-term, this makes the Suns a dangerous team. I'm not quite sure I would, you know, put them as title favorites or, you know, maybe even as Western Conference favorites, you know, but I think that they have a very good chance of making it out of the Western Conference. And, you know, when you're talking about being in the finals, I mean, if you have Devin Booker and Kevin Durant on your team, you are going to be able to perform well in the playoff environment. So I think in the short term, this makes Phoenix a title contender this year when, you know, even though they made the finals, you know, even though they just made the finals, I mean, they are a team that, you know, were probably on the outside looking in terms of the title picture this year. But now that they made the Kevin Durant trade, they are definitely one of the top contenders for the NBA title this season. In the long term, it'll be interesting. I mean, you know, Brooklyn basically controls their draft future for the next, like, 7 or 8 years at this point after that trade. Not 7 or 8, but, you know, they control Brooklyn's draft future. Brooklyn controls their draft future for basically the next half decade at this point. So it'll be interesting to see how they do, you know, in the longer term, given that Chris Paul is 37, you know, Kevin Durant in his mid-30s. But they still have Devin Booker on the team, right? And, you know, Devin Booker at 26 is going to be one of the stars of the NBA for a long time. You know, he's someone who, you know, probably was one of the biggest snubs for the Western Conference All-Star roster. And going forward, I mean, this Phoenix Suns team is going to be super dangerous in the short term, and I'm not as worried about their long term as I am about the Dallas Mavericks long term, just, you know, because they have Devin Booker and they have DeAndre Ayton, and, you know, outside of the Luka Doncic comparison for the Mavericks, I buy into the rest of the Suns' depth a lot more than Dallas is. So I think the long term, you know, is easier to see for Phoenix, and I mean, in the short term, I think they're a clear title contender.
All right, solid. And we'll see what happens with Phoenix going forward with the addition of Kevin Durant. And we mentioned his name earlier, Nick, a gentleman, you mentioned him, gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated while still a high school student, and he has lived up to the hype times 10, LeBron James becoming the NBA's all-time leading scorer. You touched briefly on it, and anything else you would like to say about LeBron just continuing to achieve another accolade and becoming the league's all-time leading scorer?
It's just, again, I feel so that I got to follow the NBA during LeBron James' career and just him, you know, not only living up to the ridiculous hype, but exceeding it. And, you know, he's one of those players who, you know, I will remember where I was, you know, when I saw him score his, you know, 38,388th point to become the NBA's all-time leading scorer. And, you know, we mentioned with the trade deadline stuff, I mean, the Lakers made quite a few moves, including bringing in D'Angelo Russell and Jared Vanderbilt and Malik Beasley from the Minnesota Timberwolves. It'll be interesting to see how the Lakers perform down the stretch, because on the one hand, they're currently the 13th seed in the Western Conference, but on the other hand, the separation between them and Dallas at 6 is really not all that large. I mean, they've got, you know, Dallas is 4 wins up on them, but, you know, that's the kind of gap that the Lakers can potentially close if they play much better down the stretch run of the season. And I like the pieces that they brought in at the trade deadline. It'll be interesting to see how they do down the stretch, but, you know, even if this Lakers team doesn't make a playoff push, it's just been incredible to continue to be able to appreciate the ridiculous level of basketball that LeBron James plays every night.
The best just gets better. He's like a fine wine. He just gets better with time, and that's LBJ, LeBron James. And speaking of being always thorough, that's Nick Agar-Johnson. He's the editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA, also host of the No Ceilings NBA Deep Dives Basketball. And he, No Ceilings NBA Deep Dives, and also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. Nick, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. Tell everybody what's going on over at No Ceilings NBA, Hashtag Basketball, and also Nets Republic.
Absolutely. Ed, thank you so much for having me back on the program. I always have a ton of fun getting to chat about basketball stuff with you. So thank you again for having me back on the program. No Ceilings NBA, you can find on social media at No Ceilings NBA. You can find the website, NoCeilingsNBA.com. We just released our 4th mock draft of the 2023 NBA draft cycle. So if you're one of those teams who maybe didn't have someone in the All-Star game because they're not doing too great in the standings, you can definitely go to NoCeilingsNBA.com and check out all of your NBA draft-related coverage that you might need if you're rooting for a team that is not doing particularly well to start the season. And then Hashtag Basketball, you know, for all of your fantasy basketball needs, it's one of the best fantasy basketball websites, some of the best fantasy basketball tools out there. You can find Hashtag Basketball, HashtagBasketball.com, and at #TBasketball on Twitter. And then Nets Republic as well. It's certainly an interesting time in Brooklyn Nets fandom. And Nets Republic, you can find at Nets Republic on Twitter and NetsRepublic.com.
Solid. And one more time, Nick, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as No Ceilings NBA, Hashtag Basketball, Nets Republic, and any websites. Let them know that as well.
Absolutely. So Nets Republic at Nets Republic on socials, Hashtag Basketball at #TBasketball on social, and then NetsRepublic.com, #Basketball.com. For me on Twitter, I'm at NBA Johnson. And then again, for No Ceilings NBA, you can subscribe to the No Ceilings NBA website, NoCeilingsNBA.com. You can get all of our content, you know, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week in your inbox, all NBA drafts all the time. And No Ceilings NBA on all social media at No Ceilings NBA.
You heard it from him. He's Nick Agar-Johnson. He is editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA, also the host of the No Ceilings NBA Deep Dives podcast. He's also a writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets. Nick, as always, again, thank you so much, my man, for being on the program. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. Thanks again so much for having me on the program. Always have a ton of fun, and hopefully I can come back on the program soon. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We'll be back with more right after this.
Looking for James. He's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history. LeBron stands alone. The NBA's all-time scoring record now belongs to LeBron James. An embrace from his mother, Gloria. The stars here coming in. Boys, Bryson Bronny, Savannah is white. What a moment.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, at center court, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is joined by the legend who has held the all-time scoring record since 1984, the captain, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
A record that has stood for nearly 40 years, which Kareem, many people thought would never be broken. LeBron, you are the NBA's all-time scoring leader. Congratulations.
The new all-time scoring leader, number 6, LeBron James. The all-time leading scorer, you have witnessed it, LeBron James.
I just want to say thank you to the Laker faithful. You guys are one of a kind. To be able to be in the presence of such a legend and great as Kareem, it means so much to me. It's very humbling. Please give a standing ovation to the captain, please. To my beautiful wife, my daughter, my 2 boys, my friends, my boys, my family, my mother, everybody that's ever been a part of this run with me the last 20 years, 20 plus years, I just want to say I thank you so much, because I wouldn't be me without y'all. All y'all help, all y'all passion, all y'all sacrifices helped me get to this point. And to the NBA, to Adam Silver, to the late, great David Stern, I thank you guys so much for allowing me to be a part of something I've always dreamed about. And I would never, ever, in a million years, dreamt this even better than what it is tonight. So, thank you guys.
BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA, welcomes basketball fans with a slam dunk offer. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team hits a three-pointer, you'll automatically receive $200 in free bets. Just use bonus code EASY200 when you place your bet. Enjoy this NBA season like never before with a variety of parlay selection features, player props, and the best daily promotions in the business. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code EASY200 to win $200 if either team hits a three-pointer in the game you wager on. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Louisiana only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. In partnership with Boyd Gaming, Samstown, Shreveport Casino.
When you look around your home, what makes you smile? Personal touches? Beautiful light, lines, colors. Things of quality that enhance your life. California Closets specializes in making space for what belongs, with richly textured finishes and quality materials that last. From the bedroom to the pantry to the mudroom, everything we do is custom designed, built, and installed by people who take pride in serving you. Think of it as practical magic. Book your free design consultation today at californiaclosets.com.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. At ADP, turning unpredictability into an advantage is what we do. Using data-driven insights, we design HR solutions to help businesses work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. HR, time, talent, benefits, payroll. ADP, always designing for people.
Mobile phone companies say they offer home internet, but if their internet comes from a cell phone network, you should know it's just phone internet, not home internet. Keep your home up to speed with Cox. Cox internet is faster and has more reliable download speeds than 5G home internet. Cox is the real home internet you're looking for.
based on Cox analysis of Ookla speed test intelligence data Q3 2022 in Cox serviceable areas. Visit cox.com/internet for details.
Breathe in and out. Let relaxation fill your mind. Even if you're super stressed and behind on your taxes like me.
Ah, sorry to interrupt.
Who are you?
I'm April from TaxAct. You can let go of tax season stress and elevate to a heightened state of serenity with our free expert help and a maximum refund.
Free help? Ah, waves of calm are washing over me.
Good, because here comes a storm of cash. TaxAct, the help you need for free.
See TaxAct.com for details.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick Agar-Johnson, who is the host of the No Ceilings NBA Deep Dives podcast and editor-in-chief and writer for No Ceilings NBA and writer for Hashtag Basketball and Nets Republic. Once again, a big special thank you to Nick for coming on the program as we discuss the 2023 NBA All-Star Weekend and All-Star rosters. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.